There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Are our desires safe is the question I want to ask you to unpack before I let you go.
Yeah, well, being of God, by God, pure God, our instincts, our nature, our, you know, water level is pure and of love and all about growth and expansion, joy and camaraderie. That is our nature. But emerging from millennia of fear and the belief in, you know, evil spirits. You know what evil spirits were, according to Ken Carey? I just picked up this book again, The Third Millennium. It's mind-boggling. The original references to evil spirits were to, you know, self-loathing, anger, resentment, jealousy. Those are the evil spirits. There's no evil spirits, period. There's no devil, period. What a silly, silly, silly idea. But emerging from these times where there was such distrust and such fear for survival, and understandably so, you know, it kind of bred upon itself, and it makes us think that, you know, that our desires could be, you know, animated by Lucifer himself, and that we cannot be trusted because we don't trust anybody else. Why trust ourselves? That's where all of that came from. So, and I read something somewhere else very simply, you know, this is Conversations with God, book 4. I just read Awaken the Species, which is all about this awakening and the ascension and the light. People know right from wrong. People do, like it or not, people know. And right, what's right? Isn't that a judgment call? What's wrong? My right might be your wrong. It's like, we know, okay? Words fail when applied to truth. They're going to slip and slide all over the place. But, you know, when people do something underhanded, let's say, conniving, dishonest, they know it. And they know that it's not right. And they have their rationale and their reasons. And it was done to them by the person they're doing it to. And this is just payback or blah, 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 blah. But we all know. And when we have a desire, invariably, given that our desires, unless polluted by our ego, our desires are our pipeline to the higher self. I mean, our desires generally arrive pure from our highest self to remind us or tell us, inform us of what we're truly capable of. And contrary to old school thinking, my success doesn't come at the expense of anybody else. We live in a holographic universe. If I get rich, 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 that's only going to inspire more people to get rich, 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 rich. And don't believe your physical senses, as we talked about earlier, thinking that, you know, my metaphor is, you know, if we lived on a primitive island and there was only so many coconuts and coconuts were the currency, if I somehow accumulated a few more coconuts overnight, it would always be at the expense of someone else. But that's not how things work in these sacred jungles of time and space. Anyone following a dream and making it come true will only enrich in everyone whose paths they cross, as well as people observing from the peanut gallery. And because you mentioned the original fruit, because I mentioned it earlier, the forbidden fruit, the original sin, going back to this idea of what evil spirits were, very similarly, though not from Ken Carey, more from my own mind. Now, it's so clear. The tree of knowledge was the tree of ego, was the tree of intellect. And we started using intellect over our intuition. And when we bit into the apple, the delusion being that, oh boy, this is an apple. I am me and this is an apple and smells so good. It's separation. Bite it. Oh, now it's got a reality all its own. And I've completely forgotten that it's a streaming manifestation of my own in the dream that I call my life. I am part of that. It is a figment of my imagination. So biting into the apple as if it was real, as if it could nourish you. And I know we believe that now, and it therefore does. But that reached, that was a tipping point in the other direction where we fell from the grace of understanding our true nature, our divine, eternal, spiritual nature. And that brought on the illusions and the belief in separation. I'm here. I'd like to go there. I have not. I want to have. I'm high. I want to go low or low. I want to go high. But that brought on the game. And that brought on the beauty, and that brought on the romance. So it was characterized as this ugly thing, this fall from grace. I think it's part and parcel for the kind of adventure we bought the ticket for. You know, it's like, I'm going to go there, I'm going to forget, and then I'm going to remember. And I'm going to experience it like it could never have been experienced. And each of us is here, if you will, metaphorically, giving all that is the opportunity to know the bounty of life through a pair of eyes that show a window that's never been seen before. What you have seen, Amrit, in your life and what you have felt with your heart has never been experienced until you came. And it never will be. That's your beauty, your uniqueness, your value. And too often we judge ourselves based on achievements and attainments and others. Self-love is something I've been talking about this month with Marcy Shymoff, you know, is the ticket to all else. You see yourself in everything and you see divinity within yourself and the floodgates open. All right, my rant is done.
If you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution, if you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.